This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, you're listening to A La Carte Tuesday. I'm Angeline Tay. With a mission to make daily food healthy without compromising on taste and local culture, Amy and Ching are two food lovers who came up with Amazing Graze, a company offering innovative range of artisanal handcrafted healthy snacks, saying goodbye to the conventional boring healthy food. And today, being International Women's Day, we feature two businesswomen.
Thanks, Angeline. Hi, my name is Amy.
Hi, my name is Ching.
And so these two are the founders of Amazing Graze. Firstly, tell us, you know, how did you come up with this idea?
So about less than a year ago, we sat down at Antipodean in Bangsa. I had just quit my corporate job and Ching was recovering from health issues. And we both just had a chat saying what were we passionate about. I said, I'm passionate about being healthy in a country where the national diet is not quite healthy. And Ching was very passionate about the food aspect and bringing the social enterprise element into a business. So I guess that's where we started off.
Yeah.
And how did you know this idea was going to work out?
We didn't. And I think that's, you know, that was the, we had a really long testing phase.
Yeah.
We wanted to initially bring in really healthy food from, say, Australia. And because both Chen and I have lived in Melbourne for a really long time. So we knew what, how, you know, that food, healthy food was widely available. And then we figured out that it was going to be really expensive to bring in all these health food from overseas. And one of our mission was actually to make health food affordable. And so we thought, you know what, we can probably try and do these food ourselves. Let's try to make it.
Yeah.
And
yeah, so we started off very small. We started off baking in my kitchen. So we're very much we started off as a cottage industry. And at that point, we didn't know if people were going to like our products. And we didn't know what the local palate enjoys, because Malaysian food is very tasty, very strong in flavors. And we kind of just said that, okay, let's just try out some recipes. Let's put a label on a bottle and let's see whether people would like it. And we went to a small market in Publica and we tried selling our products, and people were very curious. People were so interested in what we were selling, and we were thinking, oh, but there are things that people usually eat already, but we just put local culture and local taste in mind. And that, I think that really attracted people, and then we saw a lot of traction from there, and friends started ordering and friends of friends, and we realized that, oh wow, there is a demand for this.
Now, how do you know that people are, why do people want your product? What would they be interested in your product?
I think, number one, it would be, it's a product that you see everywhere in the supermarket, but I think it's the fact that we try to make it more fun, the fact that we try to make healthy eating fun in the sense, like, for, say, example, our breakfast granolas, each flavor kind of mimics a dessert. So we have like hazelnut black forest, we have banana bread. So it's kind of taking things that people enjoy, desserts that they enjoy, and making it into a healthy version. So people feel that the step to being healthy is not that big. It's not a big leap, but it's more of a small step to try.
Mm-hmm.
So I think our food is attractive for people because I would categorize it as comfort health food. You know, you're not eating something that's bland, and, you know, you can buy something that's bland and it's like, oh, you feel really good about buying it, but it probably stay on your pantry shelf for a long time and you probably wouldn't buy it again. So what we want to encourage people to do is enjoy their food and eating healthy. We're not a diet company. We love food too much to not eat food. But what we want to do is, if you're going to eat food, it has to be tasty, and so each calorie should have really nice nutrients for your body.
Okay, so what product range do you have on your shelf?
Sure. So we currently have four product ranges. The biggest one right now, which is what we started off with, is our granola, the Amazing Granolas. We currently have 8 flavors. We just rolled out the peanut butter choc chip and the mocha latte vanilla granola. The second range we have is the nut and seed mix. So we try to use very innovative flavors like coconut curry, rosemary, zesty maple to, you know, make eating nuts and seeds really fun. The third range we recently introduced is dehydrated fruits with no added sugar. So what we found is most of the fruits out in the market, the dried fruits at least, are full of added sugar. But fruits themselves don't need any added sugar. They're so fragrant and so full of flavor themselves. So we basically dehydrate them naturally over 10, 12 hours, and we package them in this, you know, really cool packaging. So, you know, you can enjoy eating your fruits without adding in a lot more sugar to your body. And the fourth range we've recently introduced is actually our amazing pantry brand. So we figured out that, you know, yes, you do want to have your granolas and your nuts and fruits sometimes, but you also want to have a stash of healthy ingredients at in your kitchen. So we have organic chia seeds, flax seeds, buckwheat, your raw almonds, walnuts, pecans, you know, your raisins and mulberries and goji berries. So we figured that we want to populate your kitchen with healthy ingredients that you can use and mix and match yourself.
Okay. And you say your mission is to make healthy snacks affordable. So what's your price range like?
So our price range for our granolas is about $18.90 to $19.90, and our nuts are about $14.90, and the dried fruits range from $9.90 to $12.90.
Okay. And how do you make it, you know, how do you put the cost low so that you can offer affordable snacks?
For example, like the dehydrated fruits, we try to use what is widely available here and locally grown. Well, mainly because Asian fruits are very tasty and they have very, I guess, very unique flavors, and dehydrating them really keeps the flavor. And so we realized that why should we import fruits when we have so many good things that we can use here? Mm-hmm. And we try to do that the same with our nuts, using fresh herbs that are grown in Genting, using curry powder, using curry leaves, using fresh orange zest. So things that we can find here to make it more affordable.
And also localize the taste as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. So just now you mentioned the four kinds of range. So what are your popular ones?
Our most popular is granola, and I think that's because people are generally excited about waking up to a delicious, healthy breakfast.
Very comforting, wholesome.
It's a very comforting thing to have in the morning. Our fruits are growing in popularity. Yeah. The nuts is a staple. We have people who come and buy, let's say, 6 packets of the coconut curry because they've tried it and their friends and family love it. Mm. And it's a really fun thing because people can bring it to work, bring it to family gatherings. Yeah. And it's a really fun thing for people to share and give away to people.
Yeah. And where can people find your product? You deliver?
We're mainly an online company. We do deliveries when people order. That's how we make healthy eating accessible for people. But we also stock our products at, say, certain places like BIG in Publica. We stock in certain cafes, certain gyms, where we try to work closely with them so that it's the places that you already feel that you're working out there. And the next thing that you want to do after your workout is to eat healthily. So we try to address these issues and stock our products at these kind of places.
Mm-hmm. And it seemed like you're collaborating with different kinds of partners and stakeholders so that you can get your product out there.
Yeah.
And one thing I realized on our conversation before we came into the studio is that you're talking about creating values and also bringing the community together. We'll find out more after this what are the values for Amazing Grace. In the studio, we have Amy Zhang and Qing Yili. They are the founders of Amazing Grace, and today is International Women's Day. So stay with us. We'll find out more. BFM 89.9.
Bring forth money. BFM 89.9.
Good morning. You're still listening to Open for Business. It's A La Carte Tuesday and also International Women's Day. So we have two business women, founders of Amazing Grace. So Amy Zhang and Qing Yili, they are the founders of this healthy snacks company. So earlier, before we went for the break, I was giving a teaser saying that your company has a sort of value you want to share with your customers. Tell us more about that.
Yep. So, I mean, our value is very much we want to eat better together. And that's our tagline throughout. And for us, it just means that it's not just about me eating better. It's about the community eating better and forming stronger communities in the Asian cities. So one of the ways that we try to do this was through an event last year in November. So we brought in a DJ. I personally teach yoga as well. So, you know, we had a big I guess, yoga rave with about 100 people. And the DJ was spinning and I was teaching yoga. So it was, I think, one of the, you know, more innovative ways of bringing the community together to work out, have fun, and then have a, you know, granola breakfast after that. So that for us was a really important way of actually exhibiting our values. We're not just there to sell you stuff, but we actually want to do fun things to bring the community together.
Mm-hmm. And talking about you setting up a product, and then I think having this event is a sort of a marketing tool as well, right? So what else did you do to put the word out about your product?
So I think for us, having events with the community is very important because we want people to know about our products and what we stand for. But one of the marketing efforts that we find very useful is to attend markets and to attend events, because there are so many brands out there and everyone sells healthy stuff. Everyone has their own story. But I think it's good to engage with your customers, for them to know what your company stands for, what goes into the, what is the thought process behind the products that are made specially for them, and kind of to just know our story and just to engage with us and just to have a face to put behind a brand and to create that personal relationship. And even though you touch base with them once, but it's just nice having the founders talk to you about their products and just educating you a little bit and kind of try to I guess it's just a nice to have a chat and, you know, just to share what your ideals are and how is it convenient and easy to eat better. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And speaking of, you know, there are other brands out there already. So how do you plan to sort of differentiate yourself against competitors, because there are other players in the market?
First of all, I think it's great that there's like more and more players doing this. Yeah. You know, we think everybody together brings a lot of awareness about healthy eating and, you know, why should we eat almonds or, you know, raw desserts. And so, you know, we have players like Signature Snacks that's been there for longer than we have. We're seeing players like Kettleball from the CrossFit guys who are doing their own granolas. And so new things are popping up all the time and it's fantastic. Now, Rawsome are doing their chia seed puddings. So, you know, for us, yes, it's competition, but we think we're all growing, you know, the market together, which is great.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And also in the future, what if people were to copy your ideas as well? What's different is your values.
Yeah, I would say that it's because for us, we're not just a snack company and we don't just believe in selling our products, but we feel that we're all about the lifestyle and just building strong communities together. And that is our story is told through our products, our story is told through our marketing efforts, our story is told throughout our events that we hold. So I think it's more about having that relationship with our customer and them knowing that we want them to eat better. We want them to eat better. So even if there are other players in the market, I think it's considered growth. We see the market maturing. We see people getting onto the healthy bandwagon, and there is no way to stop people from copying your products. But I think for us, it's just about having a full range and always having, keeping in mind that what is our mission? Our mission is to make healthy eating affordable, and it's to make it accessible to people. So I think if we have that in mind and we have our certain values, and then it's just about the relationship that we establish with people, that any other brand could do the same. Mm-hmm. But I think it's more about our story.
Okay. Is rapid growth part of your strategy? Because you seem to expand into Singapore already.
Yeah, so we've set ourselves a really crazy first-year target.
Very crazy.
It's so crazy that most people look at us and go, I don't believe you. And to a certain extent, you know, we said it and we kind of went, you know what, let's just give it our best. We are all doing this using our own money. We are doing this full-time. And it's because we made a choice to, you know, start our own business. So it's kind of like go big or go home, you know, sort of if we don't give it our all, then there's no point even doing this in the first place. So the expansion strategy is we see Southeast Asia as a fantastic market for us. I think not just Malaysia and Singapore, but, you know, Indonesia, the crowd in Jakarta, Bangkok, and then, you know, for us, Hong Kong and Shanghai, because I was born in Shanghai. So I feel like I would love to go back to, you know, the home, my motherland, and kind of introduce healthy eating there. So, yeah, and then like the plan after that, hopefully in 5 years' time, is to introduce local Southeast Asian Asian health foods to the rest of the world. So we feel like the Latin Americans have done a really good job with chia seeds, their maca powder, their acai bowls and everything. But Southeast Asia has tons to offer with our own health food. But no one's really done a very good job of marketing that. Mm. So we feel like, you know, we could do really well with marketing our own mangosteens, Cameron Highland kale chips, and then go to markets like Australia, the US, and Europe.
Wow. Okay. And so now that you've grown, I mean, in Singapore, you're available in how many outlets?
We're available in about 10 outlets at the moment, probably 20 plus if you count 14 stores in Salad Stop.
And yeah. You've only started last year?
Our shop was set up in December last year. Yes.
Okay, and that's really quick. And, you know, is it hard to find people then? Because there's only three founders between you, Amy, Ching, and also there's Sabrina.
Yeah, there's Sabrina.
And then you have to find more people. And was that hiring process hard? Is it hard to find talent?
I think that in a growing company, you need talent. But for us, we feel that it's not so much about finding the perfect person for the job, because I think for us it's about the attitude, like having the same mindset as us, wanting to grow the company, knowing our company's vision, and then we feel that other than that, you can be trained. And so for us, finding people is definitely tough, but it's about finding a strong team and starting off from there, and growing each person and knowing their needs and knowing what they're good at and trying to nurture them as well along the way.
Mm. Okay. And also, one last question is, is there a decision you made in the early days where you wish you could undo?
Yeah. So we talk about that all the time. And I think as a very young startup, we're still seeing the consequences of our choices. And so, you know, we probably get hit with something down the line. But one of the things I think that we're still struggling about is how much to focus our product lines. And as you probably talked about just then, we have four product ranges. And we've also just recently bought a nut butter machine. So we're going to start making stone grind nut butters. So we get very excited about making new products. Whenever we try something overseas, we're like, oh, this could totally do really well in Malaysia. So I think, you know, it's maybe it will be the lack of focus or the, you know, the too many SKUs that may be a mistake that we'll see in the future. But we're really only, you know, trying to do things. So maybe we'll find out in a bit.
Yeah.
Okay. And finally, where can people find your product?
You can find us online at www.amazinggrace.co.
Amazing Grace is AmazinGrace. Okay, well, thank you so much for your time. In the studio, we have Amy Zhang and Ching Yi Li, and we're featuring them as part of the International Women's Day, two businesswomen running Amazing Grace. So this has been Open for Business. I'm Angeline Tay, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.